This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2341. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 2nd, Argentina, Canada, China, Cuba, Czechia, Egypt, Europe, Finland, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Iran, Korea, North and South, Malaysia, Mali, Mexico, Russia, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We continue monitoring the RAI Argentina relay via WRMI at 23 UT on 9455. It's scheduled on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays only. And supposedly in Portuguese, but we've heard all kinds of languages, and sometimes it's Radio Nacional, the domestic service, instead, as we mentioned last week. However, other times, the whole hour is nothing but nice Argentine music, tangos and other things, interrupted only by some multilingual RAI IDs. This was the case on Friday, March 27th, and Tuesday, the 31st. From Canadian Radio News, via IRCADX Monitor, about 770 CHQR Calgary, Alberta. It seems to have started running 50 kilowatts non-directional at night by March 12th, when KATL in Montana was heard in Edmonton, dominating CHQR. Reports since then of CHQR reception come from as far away as Virginia and the Mexican border in Arizona. They are licensed non-directional days and may have a similar license as 880 in Edmonton, CHED, allowed to run 5 kilowatts non-directional at night if technical issues do not allow them to run their licensed night pattern. Many Canadians, it seems, on medium wave get into the U.S. when, according to their regular patterning, they should be going only to the north at night. But there's a chance to hear CHQR 770. 7200 kHz is a frequency for hams behaving badly in North America. Playing music or swearing, for example, here's something that Ron Howard has reported, hearing a Canadian Islamic call to prayer. Strange things happening at 1208 UT, April 2nd. Two hams talking, but clearly underneath was the distinctive Islamic call to prayer. He says, I was listening to just the call to prayer, when one of the hams mentioned Canadian call to prayer, So perhaps it's a daily event with a Canadian ham providing this service, certainly unusual, heard at the beach near Monterey, California at Asilomar. China, via Mika Mikkelainen in Finland, dxing.info, via shortwave bulletin, the Great Broadcasting Retreat. During the past couple of decades, we've seen Chinese provincial and local radio stations constantly increase the amount of their channels on the AM band. Now it looks like that trend is being reversed. Here's a very interesting article explaining how China wants to reduce the number of radio and TV stations and increase online propaganda instead. It's at the Taiwan site linguasinica.org. That's L-I-N-G-O-A hyphen S-I-N-I-C-A. The Great Broadcasting Retreat. A bit of a retreat is certainly called for here. Martin Reynolds in the British DX Club says China in Portuguese and Vietnam in French are co-channel on 9730 between 1930 and 20 UT, March 31st. China a bit stronger. They are both beamed to Europe. Via Mike Merikloff, Estebel André from South Africa posted a YouTube on March 30th saying China's infamous Firedrake shortwave jammer is back on the air, heard on 30 March for the first time in about a year, on 7280 and 15740, one of its primary targets, Sound of Hope. So Ron Howard went looking for these as well. He says, immediate success. It has indeed been a very long time since I last came across Firedrake jamming or Fire Dragon. 7430, April 1st, from 1756 to 1835 via remote in Thailand. At 1800, a very strong NID station in English for a matter of seconds. But at 2110, Chinese jamming was still going on, 7430. In the A26 season, Radio Marti has changed frequency in the 13 MHz band. Not exactly clear why it was necessary. 13820 has been replaced by 13720 during many hours of the daytime, along with 13570. Via Mike Cooper, a story from the Czech news agency, CTK, March 30th. The public Czech radio will get a quarter less than last year's 26.25 megacrowns contribution from the foreign ministry for its foreign broadcast, Radio Prague International, this year. Under an addendum to the contract that its Director General René Zaboral signed, he told the Czech Radio Council. It still needs to be signed by Foreign Minister Peter Matzinka. Zaboral told the council, it will mean a significant reduction in services and reduction in the number of jobs in foreign broadcasting, celebrating 90 years this year. The foreign minister said his intention to cut the foreign broadcasting subsidy a few weeks ago. Next year, he would like to abolish the foreign radio broadcast altogether as unnecessary. This will require a change in the law. Radio Prague International broadcasts via internet, shortwave, or satellite in 7 languages: English, German, French, Spanish, Ukrainian, Russian, and Czech for compatriots abroad. Is Radio Cairo off the air, as it seems to be? Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight explains. Cairo appears most days around 9810 at 1500 with a broadcast in Albanian. Good strength. However, the A26 frequency for that is 9870. The transmitter is in very poor shape, modulation extremely low, most days just open carrier. Also heard on 9900 at 17 hours. It often signs on 30 or more minutes late and closes early with the Turkish service. But in the last few weeks, open carrier only. It's always off the air on Thursdays for some reason. He says English from Cairo was last observed 15 months ago, late December of 2024. I wish they would shut down shortwave altogether, rather than carry on like this year after year. Hopefully they will resume their international services online, eventually, says Alan Holder. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Radio Europe, not sure whether it's from Italy or the Netherlands, on the 41-meter band, 7264.6, March 28th at 0655 to 0712, with pop songs in English, IDs in English, Radio Europe. Also heard March 29th, coming on at 0600 to 0635, with oldies, opening song, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. Finland, in case you're hearing this in time, Kari Kallio reminds us that Scandinavian Weekend Radio is due for another monthly broadcast starting Friday, April 3rd at 21 UT, which is starting midnight Saturday the 4th in Finland. Here's the schedule from their website. 6170 and 11690 all the way from 21 until 18 hours, but the final 3 hours from 18 to 21 on Saturday on 11720 instead of 11690 and still 6170. Via Thomas Witherspoon, New Zealand DX Times. This from Paul Jamet of Radio 4 Peace International, RFPI, not the one which used to be in Costa Rica. He has set up shop in a small house in Oro, A-U-R-O-S, a village in the Gironde region of France, tucked between a pharmacy and a meadow. From this town of just 600 residents, the station broadcasts in Russian via shortwave to counter Kremlin propaganda following the outbreak of war in Ukraine. Using a simple mixing console, a headset, and a computer, Sylvain Clamont produces his own shows 3 times a week, featuring a mix of news updates and special reports. This is prompted by their new special broadcast for Iran in Farsi, we've already reported, which is at 05 to 5:30 UT on 15640. But now there is another broadcast for Iran at 17 to 17:30 UT on 9330 with 100 kilowatts. While Sullivan of NBC was hearing it until it went off at a sesquiminute past 17:30. Jean-Michel Aubier first had news about this transmission, but where is it being transmitted from? Checking IB information, Roger in Germany says the 05 broadcast on 15640 is via Uzbekistan. Via Alokesh Gupta and Ryan Hart, here's yet another RFPI transmission. It's on the third Sunday of the month from 13 to 14 UT on 15 770. It's called Agora, A-G-O-R-A, sponsored by the International Federation of Young Citizens, dedicated to international news, civic engagement, and intercultural dialogue. Third Sunday, that will be April 19th. Alex Miadlikoff in Denmark reports, Pan American Broadcasting and Radio France International, both on 9790 kHz at 2015 UT, March 30th, from the same transmitter site, Isodon. Recently, there were numerous problems with audio on transmissions coming from there, which could be a reason they lose customers. Well, I checked the listings, and Pan American Broadcasting is supposed to be on 9690 via Isodon at 2000, not every day of the week, as previously heard carrying the detestable and deceased gospel huckster Tony Alamo. On this same date, Monday, March 30th, Ron Howard checked a 20 UT for Alamo on 9690, but on that date it was clear of any stations. His previous reception, February 9th, was on a Monday. But the next day, Tuesday the 31st, Alamo was on 9690 at 2000. We got a newsletter from Rainer Ebeling of Channel 292 in Germany. We have renewed our license for 6070 kHz for another 10 years, starting January 1st. Several news stations have been on air with us since then, or will be shortly. Already on are Asturias en Onda Corta, the Trotter Funkstunde, All Tribes Radio, and Soundbox Radio. On Easter Sunday, Laser Hot Hits International will air for the first time, and Radio Marabu will also be back around Easter. Our transmitters are currently being taken off air from time to time because work is being done on antennas and power amplifiers, which are being modified to prevent overheating issues in the summer. We also need to replace some long coaxial cables between the transmitter hull, the balance, and the antennas, as they are over 10 years old and are no longer reliable in some cases. Financial support welcomed. See the website www.channel292.de. Remember the old shortwave site in India near New Delhi of Kanpur, Khampur. It was decommissioned in July 2019, but in DX India, Joe Jacob and Alakesh Gupta say, this old station is being converted into a film city. I guess that means a movie production location. Indonesia, more monitoring of RRI Nabire Program 1 by Ron Howard in California on 7289.9, rather than via remote, hearing it direct at Asilomar State Beach. On March 25th, he was hearing it at 0906 till it cut off in mid-song at 0916 with a Islamic Shalawat Tarhim prayer. And on March 26th, there was coverage of some event announcers with background sounds from 0816 and 0904 and Islamic Shalawat Tarhim prayer, and at 910, the Maghrib sunset call to prayer. And on March 28th, from 0825 till suddenly cut off in mid-song at 0918, also including some Islamic prayers. And also March 29th, from 0827 to 0957, and a special treat that day when there was no CNR1 Chinese interference at 0930. New season that did not come on until 0957. From Chris Greenway on Twitter, via Tringer Laszlo, via mediumwaveinfo.mediumwavenews, an article about Radio Hamaseh, H-A-M-A-S-E-H. Iran's state broadcaster, IRIB, launched a new station, Radio Hamaseh, which means epic, after the start of the war. It already runs over a dozen national radio stations and many local ones, and others for listeners abroad, according to MEHRnews.com. Not very strong on 585 kHz, recorded at 2030 UT, midnight in Tehran. They use the normal IRIB interval signal. Overnight, sometimes relays Radio Ma'aref. The programming mainly contains Madahi songs, reports from demonstrations, and wartime news. Madahi meaning religious and patriotic chants with minimal instruments. You hear a lot of this on Iranian radio and TV these days. Media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2341. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Mike Cooper in Georgia, who sent a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Now about broadcasts into Iran. That Radio Mojahed transmission via RFPI we mentioned last week, Richard Langley ran it through Perplexity.ai for transcribing and translation. It goes into a lot of detail, but just a sample. It says that while the regime's propaganda loudspeakers try to drown out the country's voice with the smoke and noise of war and foreign threats, the reality in the security and law enforcement layers shows widespread fear among the regime's leadership of uprising and public anger. The broadcast repeats the phrase, "Oh, how cramped the cage is," over and over as a chant or refrain. This is highly repetitive and appears to be used for emphasis, as a poetic or symbolic closing device. The repeated line suggests a sense of confinement, suffocation, and political imprisonment. It seems to reinforce an earlier discussion of repression, prisons, and the lack of freedom in Iran. Regarding the numbers station in Farsi, on March 28, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says, "I last observed the Farsi numbers station at 1800 on March 24th, with only one jammer, an AM carrier with a 1 kHz tone on 7910. The alternative 7842 not heard either. I've searched from 6200 through 12500, but could not find them on any other frequency. So the U.S. may have abandoned this means of communication with collaborators in Iran." Via NZDX Times, we see a much longer article about this and other number station from www.afr.com. By the way, the shortwave monitoring group Priyom has designated this one as V-32. Ron Howard reports that National Unity Radio, from South to North Korea, transmitted from Taiwan, has changed frequency from 7235 to 7340, as heard March 30th, via remote in Southern California, signing on at 1200 UT. And by March 30th, North Korean jamming had not caught up with, still on the old frequency 7235. They also resumed their quotations in English around 1235 UT on March 30th, when "All Think Alike, No One Thinks Very Much," generally attributed to American journalist and commentator Walter Lippmann. And on March 31st, "Truth is the daughter of time, not of authority," often attributed to Francis Bacon, who popularized it. He was hearing these via remote in Southern California. Via Alakashgupta, we have the new A26 schedule of KBS World Radio, South Korea. I picked out the English portions. They have four different English broadcasts, designated 1, 2, 3, and 4, each of a different duration, some of them to some targets and not others. So, English 1, to Southeast Asia for 2.5 hours at 0800 on 9770. English 2 to Europe, 2 hours, at 15 on 9515. And to India at 14 on 9785. English 3 of 1 hour at 22 to Europe on 11810. At 13 to North America on 15575. At 10 to South America, 11795. Try for that too in North America if you're awake. And to Southeast Asia at 13 on 9570. Also at 16 on 9640. English 4 is half an hour via WRN at 0930 and 2200. More monitoring of Malaysia by Ron Howard. The Sabah VFM on 11885, he explains, the V does not stand for 5 as in a Roman numeral, but for variety or the various languages broadcast by the stations, designed to serve the diverse multicultural population of Sabah, English, Mandarin, and several indigenous languages, including Kadazan, Dusun, Murut, and Bajau Sama. On April 2nd, he was hearing it direct from 0935 past 1050, and also the other one, National FM on 15295, with a strong signal from 1140, went off at 1200. However, Wolfgang Bischel says on the same date, 11885, had a terrible audio mixture not only in Malaysia until 12 UT, but two stations in China. According to the Aoki list, China is jamming Taiwan on 11885 between 10 and 12. On March 28th at 0629, I noticed there was no signal from Bamako, Mali on 5995, normally audible, not fading out till later. But Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener reports on April 2nd, having scanned the bands for different listening projects, it seems to me that both ORTM 5995 and 9635 and the relay station of China are off the air in Mali. The 640 station in Chihuahua used to be known as XEJUA as in Juarez, but now it's listed as XELOVE. During a brief period of silence from KFI, Dan Sheedy in Southern California heard an ID as La Lupe, March 30th at 0717. The dominant Mexican on 730 lately seems not to be XEX, but XEHB in Southern Chihuahua. Heard March 30th at 0505 and March 31st at 0643 identifying as La Mas Picuda, which means the baddest one, although a picuda is a barracuda. Suspect they're running 50 kilowatt day power. On 6250 USB, Zaharis Youngest in Greece, heard what was apparently a Ukrainian song repeated over and over. No, it's really Russian, says Alex Smyadlikov in Denmark. And it is called The Three Tankmen, a patriotic song dating from World War II. David Cole refers us to a story we suggest you look up at WashingtonMonthly.com, dated April 1st, as Iran war rages, Trump's gutting of Voice of America undermines U.S. influence. From AP March 31st via Mike Cooper, an appeals court panel agreed to suspend a federal judge's order for the Trump administration to bring hundreds of Voice of America employees back to work from paid leave. The panel from the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C. issued a stay pending the government's appeal of the lower court's March 17th ruling. More than 1,000 employees of VOA will remain on administrative leave while the appeals court weighs the case, a process that could take months. Another version of this is in the Washington Post April 1st. VOA's effort to bring back staffers grinds to a halt. Bill Tilford comments, it will take several more rounds of sluggo in the courts and possibly some measure of time yet before this happens, but will eventually become clear to all, but those in deepest denial, that the end state will be neither yesterday nor today, but something either sketched out with care on a blackboard or a hot corporate-style mess hashed out as a compromise. A new world of radio time on WRMI has appeared on their schedule. It is Tuesday at 22:30 UT on 9955. The Sunday airing from WRN at 0730 has moved to 0630, now heard only on 5850 and 7780. Then Sunday at 10:30 instead of 11:30 on 9395 and 7780. There's a new April program of Sonny Jim's Trance Journey, 60 minutes of melodic and uplifting electronic-based music tracks. Among others, it's on Channel 292, Real Mix Radio, Scandinavian Weekend Radio, and WRMI. That's UT Thursdays at 0100 on 9955. Another station competing in the Dead Air Sweepstakes. Rick Barton in Arizona heard on March 23rd, WMLK 15150. They lost audio around 1600 and still nothing past 1700. From Radio Insight via Medium Wave News, advance info about another AM station in the U.S. about to turn itself off. 1380 WPHM, Port Huron, Michigan, and 1590 WHLX in Marine City, Michigan, will cease operations. Leggett Communications First Radio has applied to swap call signs WPHM with co-owned 1450 WHLS Port Huron, effective on the 6th of April. On completion, 1380 and 1590 will become silent, and the programming of all three stations will be consolidated on 1450 and 105.5 W288BT. It is not known whether the licenses will be surrendered. The reason is the cost of maintenance of the transmitting facilities. Perhaps more at WPHM.net. It seems I'm not going to hear any more signals from WCGO Evanston, Illinois on 1590 at night. Medium Wave News reports that Ambiente Clásico lost its transmitter site in December and has been operating under SDA from a different site. It has now been granted a construction permit to operate from this site permanently. WCGO, as in Chicago, is licensed for 10 kilowatt days, 2.5 at night, but the CP is for 8.7 kilowatt days of just 24 watts at night, all non-directional according to FCC. Mike Westfall in Fluvanna County, Virginia says, I first started hearing an NID TIS station on 1639.9 in September 2024 with a non-content demo loop, no ID ever given. Then I heard the same on 1610 and 1630. These NID TIS stations are still broadcasting the same demo loop a sesquiyear later with no ID ever given. Has anybody else heard one or more of these mystery TIS stations? In IRCA, Russ Edmonds says they're probably federal. Steve McDonald says, if anyone's hearing them on daytime groundwave, it would be fun to DF them. I suspect they were set up for testing and just forgotten about by the local bureaucrats in charge. Tim Tromp in West Michigan says, Travis Air Force Base 1710 kHz had a decent signal into Michigan on the morning of March 18th. Only lasted a minute or two before it faded, but I often see a carrier here on overnight recordings. I rarely catch any audio. Well, that is certainly a very low-power station, usually heard only along the West Coast. Walt Sovenev in BC says it was particularly strong on March 31st. They must be putting out a lot more than 10 watts. Quite good reception. Steve in Alberta says a very impressive signal from Travis for a 2,500 kilometer path. There's another one that really gets out for him on 1610. Maka, M-A-K-A-H, Emergency TIS, WQPW 217 in Nia Bay on the Washington coast. From AP via Mike Cooper, March 31st, citing the First Amendment, a federal judge agreed to permanently block the Trump administration from implementing a presidential directive to end federal funding for NPR and PBS, two media entities the White House said are counterproductive to American priorities. Our public media stations welcome this development very much, but point out that this does nothing to restore the funding they have already lost, and thus increased and constant more listener support is needed. The propagation outlook from the NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center as of March 30th. ANKN is peaking at 22 and 5 on April 4th, 40 and 6 on April 10th, 48 and 6 on April 18th. Also elevated before and after these dates, the quietest dates under 10 and 3 are April 7th and 8th, 13th to 17th, and 22nd to 24th. Solar flux descending from a peak of 155 April 2nd to a low of 110 April 10th and 14th, and up to 160 by April 24th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2341 with a standard disclaimer.